It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters, and we start with a small correction to our interview with General Guy Townsend. General Townsend talked about his experience on the test flight of the B-52 bomber 50 years ago. He called his co-pilot Tex Johnson. Jennings Heilig of Stanton, Virginia reminds us the name was actually Tex Johnston with a T.
We received lots of mail on Daniel's Wordling's report about how McDonald's is pressuring poultry farmers to change the way they raise chickens. This is from Lynn Frederick Hawley of Darien, Connecticut. Thank you for airing the informative piece on McDonald's and the realities of the lives of chickens farmed for eggs. So little of this information is given to the public in a factual, non-sensationalized manner. I am grateful whenever a quality piece of journalism appears on topics related to animals and their care, or lack thereof, in agriculture.
But Laurel Hubbard of Chichester, New Hampshire, wrote she was, in her words, saddened to see such a positive spin placed on an organization like PETA. That's the group, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Ms. Hubbard goes on to say, this organization is a threat to democracy and a black eye for legitimate activism everywhere in the world. I also find it absurd that this group repeatedly admonishes us to treat animals humanely. I think that I'll start treating animals like human beings when they begin paying taxes.
Ted Lockery of Seattle writes in praise of Bob Garfield's piece on a CNBC business program whose ads will be identical to the enhanced underwriting on public television. This allows the cable network to distribute the show to PBS stations. Mr. Lockery writes, like the innocent child who proclaimed that the emperor has no clothes, Garfield articulated what many NPR listeners and PBS viewers have known for years, that enhanced underwritings are commercials. Commercials in the buff that treat the public as consumers of products and services rather than earnest participants in democratic, informed debate.
Tom Farrell was struck by our interview on Botox parties, where people can receive injections of an anti-wrinkle drug derived from the botulism toxin. Mr. Farrell writes, the plastic surgeon interviewee said that Botox paralyzes facial muscles. I have recently recovered from Bell's palsy, a relatively common, usually temporary paralysis of one facial nerve. I can't imagine anyone choosing to have their face paralyzed. What next? Cutting into the eyeball to avoid wearing glasses? Oh, wait, I forgot. People do that, too.
Finally, Ben Shore of Eva Beach, Hawaii writes, I want to thank you so much for airing that eye-opening interview with the astrologers commenting on the impending convergence of the planets in the sky, especially that woman who made the stunning prediction that on May 5th we'd be able to choose to live by love or war. It takes real courage to go out on a limb with a prediction like that. He goes on to say, in all seriousness, I suppose there's some merit to recognizing that some segment of our nation puts some stock in those kinds of absurdities. I've heard folks speaking excitedly about the gravitational effects this alignment is supposed to have upon all of us. But the reality of it is that my dog has a greater gravitational pull on me than Saturn does.
Whatever your views, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is atc@npr.org. And when you write, please tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.